Happy Sabbath, everyone.
大家安息日快乐。
It's a pleasure to see you again.
很高兴能够与大家再次见面。
I hope you had a good day.
我希望大家都有一个美好的日子。
And a good lunch.
刚才的午餐希望也吃得好。
We are living in holy time right now.
我们现在活着的时候是神圣的时间。
By that I mean that this is the Sabbath day.
我的意思是说这是安息日。
Most of the world does not recognize it.
多数的世界的人都没有认到这一点。
But that does not change the truth of God.
但这并不能改变上帝的真理。
God has never had most people to do what's right.
上帝自古以来都没有多数的人做正确的事情。
And the sad fact is he never will.
可悲的就是他永远也不会找多数的人。
Until we are in the new world.
一直到我们来到新天新地。
And everyone will obey him gladly.
到那时每一个人都会完全的顺从他。
But this is the day that the Lord has blessed.
但是今天是上帝所赐福的
日。So I hope we will conduct ourselves.
愿我们大家都能够遵守之人。
Guard our very conversations.
要在我们的言语上小心。
So that we honor God's Sabbath in all that we do and think and say.
以便在我们的言谈举止我们的心思意念都能够荣耀上帝。
Anyone with us this evening for the first time? Can I see your hand?
谁是第一次来到的请你举手。
First time guests. Thank you, sister. God bless you. Anyone else? God bless you. Anyone else? God bless you, my good brother. God bless you. Anyone else? First time.
第一次来到的。
All right, if I've missed your hand, we're still happy.To have you.
再次呢，欢迎所有的人的出席。
I want you to do me 3 favors.
你知道我要求的三件事情吗？
And they're all very easy.
都是很简单的。
Favor number 1.
第一件事。
What's that?
是什么呢？
If you have a cell phone, what would I like you to do?
如果你有手机的话，该做什么呢？
Turn them off how?
把它怎么样？
Completely.
完全的关掉。
So would you take them out now on the Sabbath?
请你在安息日的时候把手机拿出来
turn them off,
把它关掉
completely, so you don't know who's calling,
完全关掉好让你不知道谁打电了
God will be happy and so will we
上帝就会很开心我们也很开心
Are all phones turned off?
是不是所有电话都关掉了呢
All right, I will believe your word that they have been turned off
我相信你做到了
Favor number 2 was that.
第二件事情是什么呢?
Pray for us.
为我们祷告。
And all we're asking you to say is this.
我要你说的就是那么简单。
Father, in the name of Jesus, put your words in their mouths.
父啊，奉主耶稣的名，用求你膏他们的口。
And I make this request very seriously.
而我是认真的要求你们这样做。
If you read the book of Acts chapter 2,
如果你读使徒行传第二章,
on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的那一日,
when Peter stood up to preach,
当彼得站起来证道的时候,
in Acts 2 verse 14, the Bible says,
在使徒行传二章十四节,
and Peter standing with the 11,
彼得和其他的十一个站起来,
it was one man who spoke,
是一个人在讲话,
but the Bible says, Peter stood with the 11.
但是圣经告诉我们彼得和其他的十一个都站起来。
So somehow all the 12 apostles were involved in the presentation of that sermon.
在那一场的证道中所有的十二个门徒其实都参与。
And the large crowd understood that.
而所有的群众也明白这一点。
So in verse 37 the Bible says,
所以在37节圣经说,
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts.
当他们听到这样的信息，心里就砸了。
And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles,
并且告诉彼得和其他的门徒使徒。
Men and brethren, what shall we do?
弟兄们啊，我们该怎么做呢？
So the entire audience,
所以所有的群众
responded to the 12 apostles, not just to Peter.
不是向彼得一个人反映他们的回应，而是向所有十二个门徒。
So as my brother and I stand to deliver this message,
当我和我弟兄在这里站起来讲话的时候，
we want to stand with the 11 apostles.
我也愿跟其他的十一个使徒一起站立。
So please, from time to time,
所以愿你在每时每刻，
simply say in your hearts,
只要在你心里这样说，
Lord,For Jesus' sake, put your words in their mouths.
主啊，因为你的缘故，愿你膏讲者的口。
And favor number 3.
第三个事情。
What's this?
是什么呢？
Think.
思考。
Come on, say it again.
再说一次。
Think, yes.
思考。
Thinking is not an easy thing to do.
思考不是一件简单的事情。
Thinking requires effort.
因为这需要我们的努力心思。
Thinking can get you mentally tired.
因为我们的脑可能会觉得疲惫。
But when God made mankind,
但是当神造人的时候
He said, let us make man in our image.
他说让我们照我们的形象造人。
And one of the things that make us in God's image is that we are able to think.
而其中一个我们所有的上帝的形象就是我们能够思考。
And reason and analyze.
并且能够加以分析。
So please, my brothers and sisters, think.
所以愿主内弟兄姐妹，你们都在思考。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you for this occasion.
爱我们在天上父，感谢您赐给我们这时刻。
And we ask in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Grant us your Holy Spirit.
求您赐给我们圣灵。
In John 16:13, Jesus said.
在约翰福音十六章的时候，耶稣这样说，十三节说
，Howbeit when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come，
当这个真理的圣灵来到的时候
，He will guide you into all truth，
他会领导你进入所有的真理。
Grant us your Spirit tonight, dear God，
愿你今晚就赐给我们圣灵
，to lead us into truth，
帮助我们进入真理。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉主耶稣的名祈求
，Amen，
阿门。
This morning。
今天早上
Our subject was,
我们的题目是
I know who I am.
我知道我是谁
And we showed this morning,
而我们也在今天早上
that the Seventh-day Adventist Church
看到了这个基督复临安息日会
has been specially called by God
是特别上帝所拣选的
to carry out a special mission
为了要行使一个特别的使命
We read in Last Day Events, page 45, paragraph 2
我们也在末时大世纪的这个原文45面第二段
Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God as a peculiar people
基督复临安息日会已经被选为一个特别的子民
Separate from the world
与世人有别
By the great cleaver of truth
接着这个真理的大斧
He has cut them out from the quarry of the world
把他们从世界的这个石矿中凿出
And brought them into connection with himself
使他们与他自己联合
I want you to notice the words that Ellen White uses
我要你注意看怀师母所用的字句
She said, by the great cleaver of truth
他说用这个真理的大斧
He has cut them out from the quarry of the world
足以把我们或者他们从世界的石矿中凿出
And brought them into connection with himself
并且使他们与他自己联合
Now a quarry is a place where you cut out rock
我们知道这个石矿呢就是我们能够把这个石凿出来的地方
So you need an instrument that is powerful and sharp
因此这个器具呢必须是非常敏锐的
to cut the rock out of the quarry
而且这尖锐的利器能够把这个石块凿出来
and Ellen White says this is what God did
怀师母说上帝这样的说
when he separated the Seventh-day Adventist Church
当他把这个基督复临安息日会分别出来的时候
from the rest of the world
从所有其他的世界分别出来
and brought them into connection with himself
并且使他们与他自己联合
so God has a special people today
所以上帝今天有他的特选的子民
as he had a special people in the days of Israel
就好像古以色列的时候
in Testimonies Volume 5
在这个教会证言的卷五
page 455 paragraph 2
在第四十五面的第二段
Ellen White writes
怀师母这样说
God has called his church in this day
上帝已经在今天呼召他的教会
as he called ancient Israel
就好像他如何呼召古以色列
to stand as a light in the earth
在这世界上成为站起来成为世界的光
We read Genesis chapter 12 reading from verse 1
我们也读到了这个创世纪十二章的第一节
Now the Lord had said unto Abram
就是耶和华向亚伯兰说
Get thee out of thy country
你要离开本地
And from thy kindred
离开本族
And from thy father's house
离开父家
Unto a land that I will show thee
往我所要指示你的地方去
And I will make of thee a great nation
我必叫你成为大国
And I will bless thee and make thy name
great 我必赐福给你叫你的名为大
And thou shalt be a blessing
你也要叫别人得福
And I will bless them that bless thee
为你祝福的我必赐福于他
And curse him that curseth thee
那咒诅你的我必咒诅他
And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
As children of Abraham through faith in Christ.
借着主耶稣基督，我们成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The call of Abraham is a call to us.
亚伯拉罕的呼召也是我们的。
And God has called us, as we said before.
而我们也说了，上帝也呼召了我们。
That through us.
借着我们。
He might bless the entire world.
他能够赐福全世界的人。
Through Abraham.
借着亚伯拉罕。
And his descendants.
以及他的子孙。
It was God's desire.
这是上帝的心愿。
To bless the entire world.
能够把福气带给世界的人
With the knowledge of his love,
借着他的爱的知识
his grace,
借着他的恩典
and the coming of Jesus Christ,
以及主耶稣的再来
through the Seventh-day Adventist Church,
借着基督复临安息日会
God desires to bless this world,
上帝愿意看到他的福气来到世上
with the knowledge of the end-time message,
带着的是这个末时的信息
which we call present truth,
我们称为现代真理
in order to prepare this world,
要准备这个世界
to meet Jesus Christ when he comes the second time,
来面对面的迎接主耶稣的再来
I say it again,
我再一次的说
because many Adventists don't realize,
因为所很多的福音信徒还没晓得
there is a specific message,
我们有的是一个特殊的信息
that the world needs,
是这个世界所需要的
in order to get ready for Jesus Christ's second coming,
那是要做好主耶稣再来的准备
and the only place the world can get that information.
而这个世界唯一能够找到这真理的地方
is from the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
也只有借着这个基督复临安息日会
That is why God raised up this church.
所以上帝就兴起这个教会
And so we made it clear this morning, I believe.
所以今天早上我们已经弄得很清楚了
That we are specially chosen and called by God.
那就是我们是上帝特别所拣选的子民。
We are not like everybody else.
我们不像其他的人。
We are not better or worse.
我们并不是更好或者更坏。
But we are different from.
但是我们是与众不同的。
The rest of the world.
是跟世界不同的。
And we are more privileged than the rest of the world.
而且我们也是更有这个特权的。
Now why would I say we are more privileged?Than the rest of the world.
为什么我说我们比世界其他人更有特权呢
In what way were the Israelites more privileged than the rest of the world?
以色列人在哪一方面在当时比其他的人更有特权呢
Let us look first at what the Bible has to say about all people.
首先让我们看圣经怎么样谈到所有的人
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
在罗马书三章二十三节
Romans 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节
Our subject for this evening is I know what I believe.
我们今晚的主题是我知道我所深信的。
The Bible says in Romans 3:23.
把圣经在罗马书三章二十三节说
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Back in the Old Testament days.
在旧约的时代。
And in the days of Christ.
以及在基督的时代。
Before 1834.
在这个一八三四年之前
all the Jews and all the Gentiles were sinners in the eyes of God.
对不起，在公元三十四年之前，所有的这些以色列人在以这耶路撒冷的。
When I say up to A.D. 34,
当我说到公元三十四年
，That's when the probationary period ended for the Jewish nation.
那就是这个以色列人恩典之门的关闭。
So while they still have the special call from God,
所以当他们还有这个特别上帝呼召时。
They were all sinners like everybody else.
他们也和我们都是一样的，都是罪人。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 19, the Bible says,
在这个罗马书三章的十九节，圣经说
Now we know that what things soever the law saith,
我们晓得律法上的话
It saith to them who are under the law,
那是对律法以下之人说的
That every mouth may be stopped,
好塞住个人的口。
And all the world may become guilty before God.
叫普世的人都伏在上帝审判之下。
What I am saying to you is,
我的意思是说
，In the days of Israel,
在古以色列的时候
，When they were God's special people,
当他们是上帝的特选子民
，All were sinners.
他们都是罪人。
In these days,
在今天
，As we are God's special people,
当我们都是上帝特选子民的时候
，All are sinners.
其他的都是罪人。
If this is the case, then,
如果这个是这样的情况
What made the Israelites special to God when he called them?
那为什么当时的古以色列人是特别的人
And what makes us special to him today?
也因为我们今天也是罪人有什么特别呢
Is it because we are more righteous than the rest of the world?
是不是我们比其他人更加的公义呢
The answer is no.
当然不是。
So was the case with the Israelites back in the Old Testament times.
就好像古以色列人，他们也不是。
They were not more righteous than anyone else.
他们也不比其他人更为公
义。They were not the largest nation.
他也不是最大的国度。
And Adventists are not the largest denomination.
而我们福音信徒也不是最大的教派。
They were not the most obedient people.
也不是最顺从的人。
And we certainly are not the most obedient people.
我们肯定也不是最顺从的人。
What then made them special to God?
那为什么当时他们是特选的呢？
What makes us special to God?
今天我们为什么又是特别的呢？
This was a question that Paul had to answer.
这是保罗所要回答的问题。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 9.
在罗马书三章九节。
Paul asked this question.
保罗问这一个问题。
What then, are we better than they?
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？
Paul is saying, are we the Jews better than the Gentiles?
保罗说，我们这犹太人难道比这些外邦人更强吗？
And then Paul answers his question.
保罗就这样回答。
He says, no, in no wise.
绝对不是。
For we have before proved both Jew and Gentile that they're all under sin.
因为我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下。
So Paul is saying the Jew is not better than the Gentile.
所以保罗说犹太人不比外邦人强。
Because the Jew needs Jesus Christ as much as the Gentile.
因为犹太人或者外邦人都需要耶稣基督。
The Adventist is not better than the Catholic.
福音信徒也不比这个天主教徒好。
Because the Adventist needs Christ as much as the Catholic.
因为就好像天主教徒，福音信徒也需要基督。
Then the question remains.
那么问题还存在。
What made them special in the Old Testament times?
在古时旧约的时候，为什么他们是特
And what makes us special today?
而今天我们为什么也是特别的呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Romans chapter 3, reading from verse 1.
在罗马书三章第一节这样说。
As we continue the message, I know what I believe.
今天晚上我们的题目就是我知道我所深信的。
What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision?
所以这样说来，犹太人有什么长处？隔离有什么益处呢？
Now Paul is asking that question.
保罗在这里问的问题。
Because he anticipates that someone would raise that objection.
因为他晓得有人会问这道问题。
You see, in Romans chapter 1,
那么在这个罗马书第一章，
Paul shows that all the Gentiles are sinners.
保罗向他们显明所有的外邦人是罪人。
In Romans chapter 2,
在罗马书第二章，
Paul shows that all the Jews are sinners.
保罗向所有的人，犹太人显明他们也是罪人。
Now Paul knows that the Jews will ask him.
那么保罗当然知道这些犹太人会发问。
If they are sinners and we are sinners,
如果他们是罪人，我们也是罪人。
What's the benefit? What is so special about being a Jew?
那有什么益处？我们身为犹太人有什么特别呢？
So Paul is asking the question.
所以保罗在这里问这道问题。
What advantage then hath the Jew?
那么我们身为犹太人有什么利益呢？
Or what profit is there of circumcision?
或者这隔离有什么益处呢？
Then Paul answers the question.
保罗接下来回答。
Much every way.
凡事大有好处。
Much, he says, every way.
他说在凡事都大有好处。
In other words, in every aspect of human living, the Jew has an advantage.
换句话说，在人生的每一个不同的方的生活方式，这些犹太人都有他们的好处。
In 2008,
在2008年，
if Paul could speak from his grave,
如果保罗能够从坟墓站起来说话，
he would ask the question for us.
他会问我们一个问题。
What advantage then hath the Seventh-day Adventist?
你们福音信徒又有什么好处？
Or what profit is there of this present truth?
或者这个现代真理，你们所拥有有什么利益呢？
And Paul would say much every way.
保罗也会同样说，凡事大有好处。
And then he tells us why.
然后他会告诉我们为什么。
First of Romans chapter 3.
第二节罗马书三章。
Chiefly that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
Verse 2.
Of Romans chapter 3.
第一是神的圣言交托他们。
Paul explains.
保罗在这里解释。
That what made the Jews special and different from everybody else.
犹太族之所以跟其他的人不同。
Was the special revelation that God gave to them.
是因为上帝向他们显明了这个特别的启示。
They had been given the oracles of God.
他们得到的是上帝的圣言。
They had been handed personally from God the Ten Commandments.
上帝亲自的把这个十条诫命赐给他们。
That standard, the violation of which leads to sin.
这个就是我们罪恶的所有的罪行可看到的标准。
And so Paul says, because of special revelation,
所以保罗说，因为这特别圣言的交托，
the Jew was different and of greater advantage than anyone else.
犹太人就因此比所有其他的人呢更为特别。
Now today, as Seventh-day Adventists,
所以今天我们身为基督复临安息日会，
have been committed something called present truth.
给我们的就是一个交托现代真理。
Now I'm not saying that all truth has been committed to the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
我并不是说所有的真理都赐给了复临信徒。
We got Sabbath from another denomination.
我们的安息日是从另一个教派学来的。
We got baptism from another denomination.
我们的这个全身浸礼的真理也是从别的教派学来的。
We got the divinity of Christ from other denominations.
我们从知道基督的神性也是别的教派学来的。
But there's something we got from Jesus Christ himself.
但是有一样特别的东西呢，是耶稣基督特别给我们的。
Revelation of truth through the pioneers to us today and through Ellen White.
就是借助我们的先锋和借助怀斯姆所给我们的启示。
In the book Great Controversy, page 409, paragraph 1.
在《撒之争》第409面的第一段，
Ellen White writes,
保罗，怀斯姆这样说，
The scripture which above all others,
圣经就是那个超越所有的经书的，
had been both the central pillar and the foundation of the Advent movement.
成为了我们复临运动的支柱和我们的这个我们的信仰的支柱。
Was the declaration
是一个宣扬。
Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
那就是直到这2,300日，
this,
这个圣所必将洁净。
This single verse.
这一个单一的章节
is the ground out of which all our distinct doctrines grow.
是我们特殊的这个真理的支柱的来源。
And it is only the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
也只有基督复临安息日会
that even attempts to preach and explain Daniel 8 verse 14.
能够尝试把丹尼里书八章十四节下加以阐述
，and the associated teachings in Revelation 14:6-12, which we call the three angels' messages，
并且把它带到启示录十四章六到七节和八节，我们所称的三天使的信息。
This teaching has been given to us，
这个教导是赐给我们的。
Because this is what the world needs in order to be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣再来的时候世人所需要听到的信息。
Now let's go back to Last Day Events, page 45, paragraph 2.
我们再看看这个末时大事记原文45面的第二段。
We've read this several times. Let's read it again.
我们读了好几次，我们再读一次。
Last Day Events, page 45, paragraph 2.
末时大事记原文45面的第二段。
Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God.
基督复临安息日会的人是上帝特选之人。
As a peculiar people separate from the world.
与世人有别的特选之民。
By the great cleaver of truth.
他已用真理的大斧。
I told you this morning I would identify the cleaver of truth.
早上的时候我说今晚我们会告诉你什么是真理的大斧。
How many of you remember that I promised to do that?
多少人记得我答应你们的事
情？ Okay, some of you were listening.
你们有些人在听。
All right, by the great cleaver of truth.
用这个真理的大斧。
He has cut them out from the quarry of the world.
他把他们从世界的石矿中找出。
And brought them into connection with himself.
并且使他们与他自己联合。
Listen to the rest of this paragraph.
再听接下来的一段。
The greatest wealth of truth.
这最宝贵的真理。
The most ever entrusted to mortals.
这最宝贵的真理所赐给世人的。
Let me say that again. The greatest wealth of truth.
这最丰富宝贵的真理。
Ever entrusted to mortals.
自古来所委托给世人的。
The most solemn and fearful warnings ever sent by God to man.
最严肃而最可畏的警告给世人的
，have been committed to them to be given to the world，
是委托了给他们，要带到给世界。
Now even though I ask you to listen carefully，
虽然我叫你小心的聆听
，I don't think you understood what we just read。
我想可能你不完全了解刚才我们所读的。
Let me take you back to the middle of that paragraph。
我们要回到这一段。
The greatest wealth of truth，
空前最丰富的真理
，ever entrusted to mortals。
委托给这些世人的。
To understand that, you've got to ask yourself, what does Ellen White mean by mortals?
什么是世人或者是这些会朽坏的人呢？
Well, she helps us to understand. She goes on to say, the most solemn and fearful warnings.
继续他这样说，这最严肃和可畏的警告
ever sent by God to man,
是空前上帝所赐给世人的。
So mortals means mankind.
所以这里所说这英文字会朽坏的就是指世人。
What she is saying,
他在说，
and what she desires that you and I will understand,
他也希望我们能够明白的。
In the history of humanity on this earth,
在这世界的历史当中，
no one has ever received more serious messages.
从来没有任何一个人或一个族领受了这特别的
than the messages God has given to the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
这严肃的信息是赐给了基督福音安息日会。
From Adam down to just before the Adventist Church was raised up.
从亚当一直到这福音运动开始兴起的时候，
no one
没有一个
has had messages
有这样的信息
given to them.
赐给了他们
so solemn and serious and fearful
是那么的严肃可畏的
as the messages God has given to this church
就好像是上帝已经给了我们的
Noah didn't have it
挪亚没有
Noah had truth
挪亚有真理
for his day
是当时的真理
and he preached it
并且大力的宣扬
Elijah didn't have this
以利亚也没有
Elisha didn't have it
以利沙也没有
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel did not have it
所有的先知以赛亚原理你都没有
Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah did not have it
这些丹以和西阿等等的阿摩斯所有的先知都没有
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John did not have it
一直到我们看到马太福音路加福音等等这些的先贤都没有
The great apostle Paul didn't have it
保罗使徒保罗也没有
John the Revelator did not have it
这位启示录的约翰也没有
When I say they did not have it
当我说他们没有
What I mean is they did not understand it
是他们不能够明白
Not in the fullness that we understand it
不能够像我们今天完全的明白
What is this truth?
这是什么真理、啊、
That is the greatest wealth of truth.
是这空前最丰富的真理。
Ever committed to mortals.
从自古以来直到现在委托给世人。
Let's go back to last day events, page 45.
再看看这末世大世纪的第四十五
名。And I'm going to read these passages until you're tired of hearing them.
我一直要读读读，直到你们可以领会。
Because I hope you'll go back and buy Last Day Events.
因为我希望你们等一下可以或者过来去买这一本书《末时大事记》。
Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God.
基督复临安息日会的人是上帝特选。
All Seventh-day Adventists, raise your right hand.
所有的安息日会有，请你举手。
Keep your hands up.
继续举起来。
You have been chosen by God.
你是上帝所拣选的。
Keep your hands up unless you have arthritis. You have been chosen by God.
你是上帝所拣选的。
As a peculiar people.
是特选的子民。
Separate from the world.
与世人有别。
By the great cleaver of truth.
借着真理的大斧。
He has cut you out from the quarry of the world.
他已把他们把从世界的矿石中。
And brought you into connection with himself.
凿出来使他们自己与联合。
He has made you his representatives.
他已使他们充任他的代表。
Keep your hands up.
继续的把手举起来
and has called you to be ambassadors for him
并呼召他们在工作做他的使者
in the last work of salvation
就在这最后的工作上
the greatest wealth of truth
空前最丰富的真理
ever entrusted to mortals
是上帝委托给世人的
the most solemn and fearful warnings
空前最严肃和可畏的警告
ever sent by God to man
是上帝所委托给世人的
have been committed to them or to you
就是已经委托给你
to be given to the world
来给世界
you may take your hands down
请你把手放下
now let me identify
现在让我再次的说明
the great cleaver of truth
这个真理的大斧
it is not baptism by immersion
并不是这个全身敬礼
but that is truth.
但是那个是真理啊。
It is not by grace are you saved.
并不是因信称义。
That is truth.
那是真理啊。
It is not remember the Sabbath day.
并不是当纪念安息日。
But that is truth.
但那是真理啊。
It is not bringing all the tithe into the storehouse.
并不是把所有你的十一和这些都带来上帝的仓库。
Even though that is truth.
虽然那是真理。
It is not husband love your wives.
并不是说丈夫你要爱你的妻子
even though that is truth.
虽然那是真理
It is not children obey your parents in the Lord even though that is truth.
那也不是说孩子们你要孝顺顺从父母虽然那也是真理
To find out what the great cleaver of truth is.
要知道这真理的大斧是什么
Let's go to Testimonies volume 5 page 455 paragraph 2.
让我们来到这个证言卷五里面看这一个
Testimonies Volume 5。
证言卷五
Page 455。
在原文445面
Paragraph 2。
第二段
Ellen White writes,
怀斯姆这样说
God has called his church in this day.
上帝在今天呼召他的教会
As he called ancient Israel.
就好像他在古时怎么样的呼召以色列
Let me just say those words differently.
我再次的用不同的方法讲
God has called the Seventh-day Adventist Church in this day.
上帝已经呼召今天的基督复临安息日会
As he called ancient Israel.
就好像他在古时呼召以色列
Which means as much as they were his people, we are his people.
换句话说古时的一些如何是上帝的特选子民我们也是一样。
She goes on to say,
怀斯姆继续说
By the mighty cleaver of truth,
借着这个真理的大斧
We have that expression again.
我们听到这样的形容
By the mighty cleaver of truth,
借着这真理的大斧
Then she identifies the cleaver.
然后他就说这真理的大斧
The messages of the first, second, and third angels.
就是这个第一、第二和第三天使的信息
This is the greatCleaver of truth.
这就是真理的大斧。
This was what God used to cut the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
这就是上帝用来把基督复临安息日所凿出的利器。从世界凿出来。
The pioneers came from many different churches.
我们的先贤从不同的教派而来。
Brought out and cut out.
从那边出来被凿出来
By this mighty cleaver of truth
借着这个真理的大斧
This knife, this axe of truth
这个大斧这个真理的大斧
And so she says by the mighty cleaver of truth
所以她说借着这真理的大斧呢
The messages of the first, second and third angels
那就是第一第二和第三天使的信息
He has separated them from the churches
她已经把这个教会从其他教会分别出来
and from the world
也从世界分别出来
to bring them into a sacred nearness to himself
把他们带进和他联合的那一种的神圣 你有听到吗
Ellen White says God used these messages
上帝怀斯姆说上帝用这样的信息
the first, second and third angels messages
第一第二第三天使的信息
and they all come out of Daniel 8:14
这些都是从但以理八章十四节出来的。
She said, "God used this truth."
上帝借着这样的真理
to separate His people from two groups.
使到上帝的子民能够从两组不同的人分别出来。
He separated them from all other churches.
首先从不同的教派分别出来。
Separated them from the world.
第二从世界分别出来。
To bring them into a sacred nearness to Himself.
使他们能够有一个神圣的和他的联合。
My brothers and sisters.
朋友
Our subject is I know what I believe.
我们的主题是我知道我所深信的。
When you hear present truth, do you understand what that means?
当你听到现代真理的时候，你明白你听到了吗
This is what the world needs to get ready for Jesus Christ.
这就是这世界所需要听到的，来准备耶稣的再来。
Yes, we have to baptize people by immersion.
是的，我们要。带领人全身敬礼
But that is not the special message for today.
但这不是今天的特别的信息
The message that makes us different.
这个让我们特别的信息
The message that makes us special in the eyes of God.
并在上帝的眼中看为特别的
The message we use to answer Paul's question, what advantage hath the Jew?
并在这个保罗所发的问题的时候我们和其人有什么不同呢
It's the message of the first angel, the second,And the third,
那就是这个第一、第二和第三天使的信息。
And as I've said on many occasions, those messages come from Daniel 8:14.
而我刚才也说了，就是这个信息是源自于但以理书八章十四节。
If those messages are not preached, Jesus Christ cannot come back.
如果这个信息不是能够宣扬出去的话，耶稣就不能来。
Because God has a way He operates.
因为上帝有他运作的方法。
Before He sends judgment on the earth, He first sends what?
在他还没有把审判带来世界的时候，他会带什么来呢
？A warning.
警告。
Noah had the warning for those before the flood.
那时的人挪亚给他们一个警告。
Abraham and Lot for those in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah。
那么洪水再来，后来亚伯拉罕的时候，我们看到索多玛和俄摩拉。
Jeremiah had a warning for the city of Jerusalem before the Babylonians came。
我们也看到耶利米时代，他们在没有去巴比伦成为这个战俘的时候的警告。
Jonah had a warning for Nineveh。
那么这个约拿呢，也对这尼尼微有这个警告。
John the Baptist had a warning for his day。
施洗约翰也有对当时人的警告。
And the Seventh-day Adventist Church has a warning for the very final time when God will exercise judgment on this earth。
而在这最后世界的最后的一刻，本会基督复临安息日也有一个特别的信息，一个警告。
Now the world needs to hear that warning。
而这个警告是这世界所需要听到的。
God isn't waiting for the whole world to be baptized. It will never happen。
并不是在等待所有世界人都受洗，这个不会发生。
But Jesus Christ predicted。
但是耶稣本身预言。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations。
这个福音要传遍广天下，作为一个见证。
And then shall the end come.
那么世界的末了就会来到。
This gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ said.
耶稣说这个福音的广传。
And in Revelation 14, verse 6, the Bible says.
那么在约翰这个启示录十四章六节。
And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven.
我又观看见有另一天使。
Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth.
有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人。
And to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice.
就是各国各族各方各民的人，他大声说。
Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come.
当敬畏上帝，因为并把荣耀归给他，因为他审判的时刻已经来了。
And worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters.
并要敬拜那正创造天地海和众水泉源的。
Jesus says this everlasting gospel.
耶稣说这个永远的福音。
In addition to the second and the third angels' messages.
配合着第二、三的天使信息。
Must be preached in all the world as a witness.
要在世界各地广传。成为一个见证。
Then shall the end come.
那么这个末时才来到。
If this is true,
如果这是真的。
And if this special message has been placed in the hands of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
而这个信息是特别委托给基督复临安息日会的
会友。And it must be preached before Jesus Christ comes back.
而且必须在耶稣再来的时候去广传。
Then why hasn't Jesus Christ come back?
那为什么耶稣还没来呢？
Because the Buddhists are not baptized.
是不是那佛教徒还没受洗？
Because the Hindus are not baptized.
是不是信徒教徒还没受洗？
Because the Muslims have not been baptized.
还是因为穆斯林徒没受洗？
No, God has not yet come back.Because his people,
不是的，耶稣为什么没有来？是因为他的子民。
To whom he has given a special message,
是那些他已经委托这特别信息的子民。
To prepare the world,
要准备这个世界。
Have not delivered that message,
没有去做到他们的责任。
Because they are busy with the things of this life,
因为他们为今生而劳苦。
Many of us,
我们很多人
都是。And I pass no judgment.
我并不是在判断。
But I tell you what I see as I travel around the world at God's direction.
当我到世界各地的时候，我可以看到这一点。
Many Adventists
很多复临信徒
are making plans to make themselves secure in this life.
只在这今生做好了不同的计划。
And with little concern for the life to come.
而对这永生呢，却没有任何或一点点的期望。
Many Adventist parents
许多的复临的父母们
are teaching the children to get ready for this life.
教导他们的孩子准备今生
，and are not teaching them，
但是没有教导他们。
That it is more important to get ready for the life to come。
其实要准备这个永生更为重要。
So while we are making ourselves secure in this life，
所以当我们在为今生得到安全和这个稳定的时候
，so that we have no time to preach this special message，
那我们就没有这时间去传扬这特别的信息。
And many of us can't preach it because we don't know it。
好，很多人我们都不能够宣扬，因为我们不晓得。
And we don't know。Because we don't study it.
我们不明白，是因为我们没有去研究。
And we don't study it because we don't realize how important it is to the world.
而我们没有研究，是因为我们不知道这信息对世界有多么的重要。
This message must be preached before Jesus Christ comes back.
这个信息在耶稣再来的时候必然广传。
Now I said this morning and I'll say it again.
今天早上我说了，我今天再说。
The Seventh-day Adventist Church is the most privileged church on the face of the earth.
在这世界这个地上。基督复临安息日是最特别的。
It's not just the most privileged church; it is the most privileged group of people. Period.
这个特权不单只是指教会，指他所有的子民。
By the revelation of God's word.
接着上帝的圣言。
And the special revelation of Ellen White.
以及 这个怀师母的特别的启示。
We have divine wisdom.
我们有着神圣的显明。
To have the best health.
帮助我们。
On the face of the earth.
在这世上。
We have divine wisdom.
我们有着神圣的智慧。
To have the best schools on the face of the earth.
在这世上有最好的学校。
We have divine wisdom.
我们有着神圣的。
To have the strongest families on the face of the earth.
能够在这世上有最强的家庭。
We have divine wisdom.
我们也有这个神圣的智慧。
To conduct the most successful businesses on the earth.
并能够在这世上做最好的生意人。
We have divine wisdom.
我们有着神圣的智慧。
To have the most obedient children on the face of the earth.
能够成为这世上最顺从的人。
But by any standard of comparison.
但是我们用任何的标准来做。
Seventh-day Adventists are no different from the rest of the world at practical levels.
我们既然在任何的生活上和世界的人没有什么
两样。There's as much divorce in the church as there is in the world.
教会里和教会外同样都有离婚。
There's as much alcohol consumption in the church, it seems, as in the world.
教会里外也有这些喝酒酗酒的人。
And I don't mean to single out anyone, but I must say this.
当然，我并不是在这里特别指点任何人。
The same diseases in the world are in the church.
我们看到的这些疾病，教会里外都有。
There's as much materialism in the church as there is in the world.
看到教会里面也有这些物质享受的情况。
And as long as the church is in this condition.
只要这个教会继续有这样的情况
，Jesus Christ cannot come back.
耶稣不能来
，and it is a crime against humanity.
这就是向世人的一个哭求。
Let me repeat what I just said.
我重复刚才所说的。
It is a crime against humanity.
这是向世人所发出的哭求。
To have something that saves lives.
能够有某样东西拯救生命的。
And not give it to those who need to have their lives saved.
而却没有把这个真理能够拯救生命的东西带给别人。
And so here's what I need to repeat that I said this morning.
所以今天早上我所说的，我重复。
To whom much is given,
给的人收的更多。
Finish it for me.
你继续下一句话。
Much is required.
你的交代责任也更大。
For those of you who are sitting down thinking, well, I'm very special.
你们坐着人，如果你想你是特别的。
Let me tell you something about hell.
What?
Let me say something about hell.
让我告诉你地狱的情况。
And the fires of hell.
火湖的情况。
In Revelation 22 verse 12, Jesus says,
在启示录二十二章十二节，耶稣说
，Behold, I come quickly.
看哪、啊，我必快来。
And my reward is with me.
我的赏赐也和我一起。
To give every man,
要赐给所有的人。
According as his work shall be.
根据他的工作。
God punishes.
上帝能够惩罚
and God blesses,
上帝能够赏赐
according as our work has been.
我们的工作
Now, to whom much is given, much is required.
得到的更多责任也越大
And that servant which knew his Lord's will,
那个知道上帝他主人的旨意的
and prepared not himself,
但是却没有准备自己
neither did according to his Lord's will,
并没有按照他主人的旨意的
shall be beaten with many stripes.
将会被鞭打多次
But he that knew not,
但是那些不晓得的
and did commit things worthy of stripes,
并且虽然他们本来配得这个鞭打
shall be beaten with few stripes,
所以只能够、受到几次的鞭打
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
Stripes in that passage refers to the suffering in the fires of hell.
这个鞭打呢就是指这个地狱之火的受苦
What I'm about to say you will not like, but I have to tell you.
我现在要讲的可能你不喜欢，但我还是要讲。
Everyone who rejects Jesus Christ will be lost.
所有拒绝耶稣的人会失去永生。
And will suffer the second death.
并会领受第二次的死。
But before the lost die,
但是在他们死之前
they suffer for different lengths of time.
他们呢死的这个时间有长有短。
You didn't hear me.
你有听到吗？
Before the wicked are destroyed.
在这些恶人被毁灭之前
You see, a dead person can't suffer.
你看一个死人是不能
够受苦 Because the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9:5, the dead know nothing.
因为传道书九章五节说死人什么都不懂
So a dead person cannot suffer. Are you thinking?
你在思考吗死人是不可能受苦的
So the suffering for the wicked
所以这些给恶人的苦刑
is not death.
并不是死亡。
Death ends the suffering.
死亡结束所有的苦。
Based on how wicked people have lived their lives, how wickedly they have lived their lives.
他们怎样的过这些邪恶的生活。
They will suffer different lengths of time in the fires of hell.
他们因此会在地狱之火受不同时间的苦刑。
People will burn for different lengths of time.
换句话说，这些恶人会受到这地狱之火不同时间性的苦刑。
And it is no surprise that Ellen White tells us in great controversy.
所以怀斯姆就在善事人之言告诉我们
，The person who burns the longest in the fires of hell，
那个在地狱之火烧的最久的那一位，就是谁呢
？Satan， yes，
就是撒旦。
Now think of all the churches in this present day。
所以你想想今天所有的教会。
Think of all religious groups in the history of the world。
想想在历代以来所有的不同的宗教派。
Those who are lost among those churches。
那些在教派里面失去的人
including the Adventist Church,
包括复灵信徒
remember,
记得
Ellen White tells us,
怀斯姆告诉我们
God has given to this church,
上帝给了我们这教会
more solemn truth,
一个更严肃
than he has given to any group of people in the history of the world.
这个真理呢是超越所有其他别的教派所领受的真理
if that is the case,
如果这是
and to whom much is given, much is required,
得到了更多责任也大的话
and some will be beaten with many stripes,
那么有的人会领受更多的
The church members who will suffer most in the fires of hell,
在这第一支火领受最多苦刑的教友
must be Adventists who have not lived up to the special revelation God has given to them.
肯定是那一班没有遵照上帝特别启示的复灵信徒
Because our information is we have been given truth that no one has ever been given.
因为这个特别的这个信息是空前。从来没有给过任何一个教派的
and to have this privilege,
而有这个特权
and not preach it and not live it,
又没有把它广传的话
is to bring down on our heads the most severe judgment from God.
难道不是自找麻烦把最大的审判带到自己的头上吗
I tell you again,
我再告诉你
Seventh-day Adventists will suffer more in the fires of hell than members of any other church.
复灵安息日会有可以在这地狱之火受到的苦刑是比如说所有的教派更惨。
Because we have been given truth that no one else has had.
因为我们得到真理是其他教派没有的。
Well, I don't mean to make you unhappy.
我并不是要让你感到不安。
You probably came down here to run around in the water, that thing out there.
也许你会听到之后你会怎么做呢
But I'm sorry to hear that if that's why you came.
如果你只是想来游泳的话。
But at 12 years of age,
但是十二岁
Jesus Christ could say,
耶稣能够这样说
I know what I believe.
我知道我所深信
At 12 years of age,
十二岁的耶稣
Jesus Christ could have said in relation to this morning's message,
他可以和今天早上我们的信息有一个相连
I know who I am.
我知道我是谁
Whether you're 13, 14, 19, 20, 29,
不论你是十三、十四岁或者是二十多岁
This is no time to be looking for fun.
这是不是来找娱乐的时候
We're living in serious times.
我们活着是严肃的时刻
People are dying
人在死亡
Because they don't have the spiritual medication that this church has.
因为他们没有这属灵的药膏能够是教会我们教会所拥有的
And God looks down with a heavy heart.
上帝带着沉重的心情看
下 And one day,
有一天
we will have to pay
我们必须有所交代
for neglecting
因为我们忽略了
to preach and to live.
为这个而活，为这个而广传。
And all your money will not make the fires of hell cool.
你所有的钱财肯定不能让地狱之
火。All your degrees will not make the fires of hell cold.
世界所有的这些的知识也不能让这地狱之火变冷。
All our connections in government will not change the fact that to whom much is given, much is required.
你和政府所有的关联根本不能改变你这个事实，你得到的更多，责任也越大。
And so I say again.
所以我再说一次。
Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God.
基督复临安息日是上帝特选。
12-year-old Seventh-day Adventists.
十二岁的复临信徒。
17-year-old Seventh-day Adventists.
十七岁的复临信徒。
5-year-old Seventh-day Adventists.
五岁的复临信徒。
90-year-old Seventh-day Adventists.
九十岁的复临信徒。
Teenage Seventh-day Adventists.
青少年的复临信徒。
Female Seventh-day Adventists.
女士的复临信徒。
Male Seventh-day Adventists.
男士的复临信徒。
Adventists.With degrees and without degrees,
有没有学位的复灵信徒
have been chosen by God,
都是上帝所拣选的
special people,
为特选之民，
separate from the world，
与世界分别出来，
and brought them into connection with himself，
并且带来与他有所
相连。 The greatest wealth of truth，
这个最丰富的真理，
ever entrusted to mortals，
就是委托给世人历代以来的。
The most solemn and fearful warnings，
最严厉警告的，
ever sent by God to man，
所给上帝给世人的，
have been committed to them。
是给了他们，
have been committed to you，
是给了你，
have been committed to us，
是委托了给我们，
to be given to the world，
带给世界所有的人。
And God have mercy on our souls，
愿上帝对我们的生命有所怜悯。
If we're so busy being secure in this life，
如果我们今生那么的劳苦，
that we have no time，
我们没有时间，
to study the message，
研究上帝的话，
make it personal，
没有个人的经验，
and then preach it to those who need to hear it，
而把它分享给他人。
I say again， God will dealharshly，
我在跟你说，上帝会严厉的谴责你。
And if he does not deal harshly with the Adventist Church，
我希望他并不会这样的谴责我们。
He will have to apologize for destroying Jerusalem to punish the Jews for not preaching the message。
如果我们没有做到，而他也不谴责我们，但他怎么样向所有其他以色列和耶路撒冷交代呢？
In Revelation chapter 12， reading from verse 1，
在启示录十二章第一节说，
And I'm about to end this message that is making you uncomfortable。
也许我就快结束这一场令你感到不安的震荡。
Revelation 12 verse 1，
启示录十二章第一节。
The Bible says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven。
在这里，圣经说，天上现出大异象来。
A woman clothed with the sun，
有一个妇人身披热头。
And the moon under her feet，
脚踏月亮。
And upon her head a crown of 12 stars，
头戴十二星的冠冕。
And she being with child cried，
她怀了孕。
Travailing in birth and pain to be delivered，
在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
This woman represents the early church，
这妇人代表早期的教会。
In a certain sense she also represents Mary who was pregnant with Jesus，
也代表这个玛利亚把耶稣生出来。
In verse 17 of that chapter the Bible says，
十二章十七节圣经说，
And the dragon was wroth with the woman，
那么这个龙呢？
The same woman mentioned in verses 1 and 2，
龙就向妇人发怒，
and went to make war with the remnant of her seed，
去与她其余的儿女征战，
which keep the commandments of God，
这儿女就是那首上帝诫命，
and have the testimony of Jesus Christ，
并有耶稣做见证。
If you look at that woman，
如果你看这妇人，
how is she dressed？
她穿戴的是什么？
A woman clothed with the sun，
有这个月头。
The moon under her feet，
有这个脚踏月亮。
And upon her head a crown of 12 stars，
头戴十二星的冠冕。
She is surrounded by light，
它都是有光环的
，light from the sun，
有这日头的光
；light from the moon，
有这月亮的光
；light from the stars，
有这星星的光。
And that takes us immediately back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 14。
这让我们想到的就是这创世纪一章十四节。
And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven."
这里上帝说，这地上要有光体。
To divide the day from the night，
可以分昼夜。
And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years，
做记号定节令日子年岁。
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth，
并要发光在天空，普照在地上。
One of the functions of the sun, moon, and stars，
其中一个星星月亮太阳的功能，
was to give light upon the earth，
就是要普照天地上。
The sun was to give light，
热头要给光。
The moon was to give light，
月亮要给光。
The stars were to give light，
星星要给光。
The earth had by God's arrangement three sources of light，
这个地上借着上帝的安排有三个不同的光源。
Sun, moon, and stars，
热头、
Now light spiritually also means life，
那么这个光也代表生命。
In John 1:4 the Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
让一章四节告诉我们，在他里头有生命，这生命就是世上的光。
In John 8:12 Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
耶稣在八章十二节说，我是世界的光。
He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness，
他们跟从我的绝对不会走在黑暗的路上。
But shall have the light of life，
但会有这个生命的光。
So light is life，
所以光就是生命。
Light is also direction，
光也是道路。
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path，
你的话是我脚前的灯，我路上的光。
Psalm 119 verse 105，
诗篇19篇105节。
And in verse 130 of the same psalm，
同样的诗篇在这第132节。
David says, the entrance of thy word giveth light，
大卫告诉我们，你的话语就是这光的管道。
So the woman has the sun, the moon, and the stars，
所以这妇人有这个月头，有月亮和星星。
Which means，
换句话说，
that this woman is surrounded by all the sources of light for the earth，
有这个普照地上的光的围绕。
I hope you're thinking，
我希望你在思考。
She didn't just have the sun and the moon.
她并不是单单只有日头。
Or the moon and the stars.
月亮，或者是星星和月亮。
Or the stars and the sun.
或者是星星和太阳。
She had all the sources of light.
她有这三个星体。
Sun, moon, and stars.
这三个光体。
She represents this church of which we are part.
是代表这个教会的。
What does that tell us?
这告诉我们什么
？All the light the world needs in these last days.
这个末时的世界所需要的光。
I say again, all the light the world needs today.
所有的光是这世界所需要的。
Is found in the remnant of that woman.
就在这个妇人的其的儿女身上。
And how do we know who they are?
那么其的儿女是指谁呢
？They keep the commandments of God.
他们守上帝的诫命。
There's only one church on the face of the earth.
只有这个世上一个
教会。That defends the commandments of God.
能够维护这个上帝的诫命。
Now the members may not keep the commandments, but at least they defend the commandments.
也许会有可能没有完全遵守，但是他们是护卫这个诫命的。
And that church is you.
这个教会就是你。
That church is us.
这个教会就是我们。
The Seventh-day Adventist Church.
就是基督复临安息日教
会。It has the sun, the moon, and the stars.
这个教会有日头，有月亮和星星。
All the light this wicked world needs.
所有这世界所需要的光体。
This church has.
这个教会有。
The Baptist Church doesn't have it.
这个浸信教会没有。
And God bless all Baptists.
上帝也赐福这个浸信会。
The Lutheran Church doesn't have it.
路德教会没有。
God bless all Lutherans.
上帝也赐福他们。
The Muslims don't have it. God bless Muslims.
穆斯林徒也没有，但是他也赐福他们。
The Seventh-day Adventist Church has all the light the world needs.
上帝的基督福音安息日会有这三个光体是这世界所需要的。
And may God have mercy on his lazy people.
愿上帝对我们这些懒惰的人施怜悯。
Who will not study the word?
不愿意查经。
Who have other priorities in this life?
有其他在生命上所要追求的。
Who are satisfied drinking soy milk and not understanding the three angels' messages?
是想说喝豆奶，以为自己很了不起，但不研究圣经的人。
My brothers and sisters,
朋友们，弟兄们。
The day is at hand. That's what you said.
你说白昼将近。
I said other themes, and you said no.
我要选其他的主题，你说不要。
Well, then you've got to act as though you believe the day is at hand.
那你就要在行动上表明你相信这个白昼将近。
And there is a message for the day that is at hand.
而这里就有白昼将近的信息。
It was given to this church.
这是给了我们的教会。
And to no other church.
并且没有给其他的教会。
I don't care how young you are.
我不管你有多年轻。
How old you are.
多老。
You need to combine yesterday's message, this morning's, and this evening's.
你要把昨天听到了，今天早上和今晚听到的。
Yesterday evening, make up your mind.
那你要立志。
I'm going to serve God.
我要侍奉上帝。
Let's make up our minds.
让我们一起立志。
In everything I do,
在我所行的一切事上。
I want it to be clear.
我要宣扬。
That I am more concerned with the life to come than this life.
我愿意知道的就是。我的认真在于上帝的旨意之下。
Ellen White writes in the book Education, page 13.
在《教育论》的第十三面，怀斯姆说
：“Our ideas of education take too narrow and too low a range.
我们对于这个教育的观念似乎太狭窄了。
There's need for a broader scope, a higher aim.
我们需要看到是更广大的一个画面。
True education means more than the preparation, more than the pursuit of a certain course of study.
真教育超越的只是我们所想象的这些所谓世上所能够提供的教育。
It means more than the preparation for the life that now is.
这也超越了我们所要在今生所做的准备。
It has to do with the whole man.
这是关乎到我们全人。
And the whole period of existence possible to man.
以及我们这个全人所能够享受的生命的可能性。
That's eternity.
那就是永生。
It is the harmonious development.
这是一个和谐的成长。
Of the physical, the mental, and the spiritual powers.
在这灵智体上的。
It prepares the student for the joy of service in this life.
他这个真教育准备这些有喜乐的心来活在这今生。
And for the higher joy,
并有更高的喜乐。
Of wider service,
更高的释放。
In the life to come,
接下来的生命中。
If in the life to come it's a higher joy and a wider service, where should our emphasis be?
接下来的生命是更高尚的喜乐和侍奉，那我们的重点放在哪里呢？
I don't say ignore this life. I said where should our emphasis be?
我并不是说把今生忽略了，我是说我们的重点放在哪里？
It should be the life to come.
那就是接下来的生命。
Ellen White says if we lose heaven, we lose everything.
华师母说，我们如果失去天堂，我们失去所有的。
So while we're trying to gain this life,
所以当我们要追求今生
，Let us show some true intelligence.
让我们也看到我们真实的 聪明
and secure our place in the life to come.
能够在永生也有保证。
Because if you miss that life,
因为如果你失去那个生命
all that you and I have sweated and perspired to get in this life,
那今天你和我所劳苦得到的今生
will be of no value.
也变成荡然无存。
And so I say again, we must combine last night's message.
所以我说，你要把昨天晚上和今天听到的
make up the mind to serve God.
联合起来做一个决定。
With this morning's message.
加上今天早上
I know who I am. I am a Seventh-day Adventist.
我知道我是谁，我是基督复临安息日会
友。With this evening's message, I know what I believe.
今晚的信息，我知道我所深信的。
The three angels' messages.
这三天使的信息。
We put them together.
我们把它联合在一起。
So that we can leave this place.
好让我们离开这里的时候。
Different from the way in which we came.
我们的心思念是与众和是不同的了。
My brothers and sisters.
亲爱的主内弟兄
姐妹 Can you say I know what I believe?
你可以说我知道我所深信的吗
It is better never to have heard about Adventism.
如果不是的话早知不要听更好
Than to hear about it.
听了
Be a part of it.
又成为一份子
And fail to live up to it and preach it.
却没有做到并且没有宣扬的话
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 21 Peter says
在彼得后书彼得这样说
It had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
如果他们没有做到而听到了这些公义，倒不如不听。
Then after they have known it,
就是他们知道了没去行。
To turn from the holy commandment,
离开了这个神圣的诫命。
Committed unto them,
这是委托给他们的。
I want a place in God's kingdom.
我要在上帝国度有一份。
But before I can occupy that place,
但是在我还没有得到的时候
I have to do what I need to do for God right now.
我需要在今天就履行上帝所给我的责任。
Jesus Christ cannot come down and personally preach.
耶稣基督不能够亲身下来宣扬。
And he does not want to use stones to cry out.
他也不需要用这个石头来呼叫。
Although he said if he has to, he will.
虽然他说如果我需要做到我会这样做。
That's how serious he is that this message must be preached.
这就是耶稣对这信息的认真性。
If he has to use stones, he will use stones.
如果他需要用到石头，他会用这石头。
But Jesus didn't die on Calvary to save stones.
但是耶稣并没有在十字架上为这些石头而死。
He died to save us.
他是为了我们而死。
And he has given to us a privilege angels would love to have.
那他也给我们众人之前所希望得到的是特权。
I say again, angels in heaven.
我希望。你听到，就是天上的天使
，would love to be able to preach this message，
多么希望能够把这信息传出去。
But Jesus Christ tells them no。
但耶稣说不要。
Let those for whom I shed my blood，
让这些我为他们所流宝血的
，who say they have my love in their hearts，
说他们在心中有爱我的
，let them preach it，
让他们去宣扬。
My brothers, my sisters，
我的弟兄，我的姐妹们
，I have gone way too long tonight。
今天我说的长了一点。
I am asking you from my heart.
我从心里问你。
Is it your desire to be a Seventh-day Adventist?
你是不是打从心里说，我愿意成为一个基督复临安息日会友
？Ellen White says in Testimonies, Volume 1, Page 224, Paragraph 1.
怀斯姆在《教会证言》卷一224面第一段说。
She says the name Seventh-day Adventist.
她说，基督复临安息日会这个名号
carries the features of our faith in front.
把我们这个信心的这个信仰带到前面。
This is just the name Seventh-day Adventist.
这是一个名号，基督复临安息日会。
It carries the true features of our faith in front.
它把我们的真正的信仰带到前面。
And will convict the inquiring mind.
并接着这些呢。能够使这些寻找真理的心思得到确信
，like an arrow from the Lord's quiver，
就好像从主的这个箭袋里面拿出的箭
，it will wound the transgressors of God's law，
它会重伤那些毁坏上帝律法的人
，and will lead to repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ。
但是同时，但是同时也会把这些人带到这个律法降服于律法之下。
Do you understand the power in the very name of your church?
你难道看不到你这个基督复临安息日这名号的大能吗
？Otherwise, says just the name Seventh-day Adventist.
或是么？单是这个名号
is a message，
已是一个信息
that will rebuke some hearts and convict some hearts.
对这个来说， 某些人得到谴责，对某些人所得到确信。
I'm not an Adventist, I'm a Christian.
所以不要到处说哦，我不是基督福音爱信，我只是一个基督徒。
What the world needs is not more Christians.
现今世界所需要不是多一点的基督徒。
What the world needs is more faithful Seventh-day Adventists.
这世界所需要是忠诚的福音信徒。
She says in Testimonies, Volume 1, Page 223, Paragraph 3.
她继续在教会证言卷一223面第三段说
The name Seventh-day Adventist is a standing rebuke to the Protestant world.
这个基督复临安息日的称号呢，对所有的基督教界是一个谴责。
Here is the line of distinction between the worshippers of God.
在这里我们看到了一个分界线，有上帝敬拜上帝的人
and those that worship the beast and receive his mark.
和那些敬拜兽和领受他的印记的人
Our very name
我们这个称号
has power.
本身就有能力
It preaches a message.
本身就有一个宣扬的能力
that convicts hearts.
能够使人得到确信
and draws a line between those who obey God and those who don't.
并使它成为一个分界线有上帝敬拜的人和敬拜兽的人。
When the pioneers were trying to decide what name to give to this church,
当先贤决定要用什么名字的时候
，God showed Ellen White,
上帝向怀斯姆显明
that the name he wanted,
那他所要的名称
was Seventh-day Adventist,
就是基督复临安息日
，not Christian,
不是基督徒
，not children of God,
不是上帝的儿子
，not expectors of the Advent.
也不是期望复临的人
All the other names the pioneers recommended.
或者是其他先贤所要的名字
God confirmed to Ellen White
上帝亲自跟怀斯姆自然的确认
That the name he wanted for this group
他要这一组人的名号
is Seventh-day Adventist
就是基督复临安息日
Because not only do they have the three angels' messages
因为他们不单只有三天使的信息
That grew out of Daniel 8:14 and Revelation 14:6-12
从这个八章八章十四节一直来到启示录的圣言
But their very name
但是这个名字本身
preaches a convicting message
就有了一个宣扬的信息的确信
And so I say again to you
所以我再次的告诉你们
Make up your mind
你要当机立断的下定决心
Whether you're man, woman, boy or girl
不论你是男的是女的是老少的
I will serve God as a faithful Seventh-day Adventist
我要成为一个忠诚侍奉上帝的基督复临安息日会
Make up your mind
你现在就要决定
That you will learn
你要学习
and be able to say,
能够这样说
I know who I am
我知道我是谁
make up your mind
下定决心
that very soon
很快的
you will be able to say with certainty I know what I believe
你能够肯定的说我知道我所深信的
because as God said it back then he says it today
因为上帝在以前这样说今天他也如此说
my people perish for lack of knowledge
我的子民因为没有知识而毁灭
Adventist young people leave the church by the thousands
我们复临信徒很多青年离开教会
because they don't know who they are
因为他们不晓得他们是谁
and they go out into the world trying to find out who they are
他们去到世界不同地方寻找自己的身份
and their unsaved friends waste no time in helping them understand who they are
而这些没有得救的朋友既然却帮助他们寻找他们的身份
and those who don't leave the church physically
虽然有一些人还在这里没有离开
They are mentally in the world
但是他们的心思已经离开了
Even though physically in the church
虽然他们的肉身还是在教会里头
This message
这个信息啊
Present truth
这个现代真理、啊、
Will make you a Seventh-day Adventist
才能够真正的使你成为一个真正的基督复临安息日会
It will make you steadfast
它使你忠诚
So that the world can't move you
使到你这个世界不能够让你动摇
You will be able to say
难然后你能够说
I know who I am
我知道我是谁
And I know what I believe
并且我知道我所深信的
Every head bowed, every eye closed
让我们低头祷告
Our Father in heaven
我们在天上的父
I have spoken long tonight
今天我说了很多
And I did not intend to
虽然我没有这个意念
But Father I pray in the name of Jesus
但是父啊我奉主耶稣的名字
That you would take our efforts
你能够把我们的这个一份的心思
Weak as they are
虽然非常软弱
Father, do whatever you need to do to make this message more presentable.
但是父啊，愿你把它变成刚强的
And touch every listening heart.
也感动每一个聆听者的心
Dear God in heaven as an act of mercy.
父啊，愿你施怜悯于我们
Open our eyes to understand.
打开我们属灵的眼睛来明白
That there's nothing in this life.
使到我们知道没有任何今生的东西
That we should cause us to lose our salvation over.
能够使我们和我们得到的救恩分开
There is no
没有任何的产业。
There's no secular education.
没有任何世俗的教育。
There's no privileged position.
没有任何特权。
In this life,
在这今生。
That is worth the loss of heaven.
能够配使我们与永生分开的。
And a life with Jesus Christ.
除了我们和耶稣的这个生命。
Father, help us to understand.
父啊，帮助我们明白。
That you have given us a message.
你已经给了我们这信息。
To prepare the world.
要准备这个世界。
For the return of your Son and our Savior.
为了主耶稣的再来。
While every head is bowed,
当每一个头在低着的时候，
and every eye reverently closed,
每个眼睛闭着的时候，
I'll ask you very simply,
我很简单问你，
is it your desire,
是不是你的意愿，
to live the truth,
要为这个真理而活，
and to preach the truth as God has given it to this church,
要借着上帝所给你的这个信息传扬出去呢？
Is it your desire, I repeat,
是不是你的意愿，我重复，
to live this truth,
要为这个真理而活，
to understand it first of all,
要明白先，
to live it and to teach it,
要活着也要教导着，
by example,
借着你的榜样，
and every other way,
借着其他的方式，
is it your desire,
这是你的意愿吗？
to be what God has called you to be,
成为上帝所呼召的你，
His special messengers for these last days,
他在这末世的特别信息，
if that's what you desire,
如果这是你的意愿，
as the Spirit speaks to your heart,
心这个圣灵在感动你的时候，
just stand up where you are, quiet,
请你在你的座位上站起来，
if that's your desire,
如果这是你的意愿，
don't look around, just stand up,
不要周围的看，
this is a personal decision,
因为这是你个人的决定。
If your husband doesn't stand and you want to stand, you stand.
如果你丈夫没有站起来，你可以站起来。
If your wife doesn't stand, that's her business. You stand.
如果你妻子没有站起来，你自己站起来。
Your girlfriend doesn't stand, you let her sit. You stand.
你女朋友没有站起来，你让她坐下，你站起来。
This is personal.
这是个人的决定。
I want to live up to what God has called me.
我要为上帝所做的呼召而站立。
Heads bowed, continued as we pray.
请你继续的低头，我们祷告。
Father in heaven, record these responses, I pray.
天父，请你把今天的励志记下来。
In your book.
把它写在你的书上。
Give to every person who responded the power of your spirit.
把所有今天所励志的赐给他们大能力。
To live a life that pleases you.
能够活一个让你喜悦的生活。
To live a life that gives the message to the world that we are a different people.
能够过一个让世界知道我们有特别信息的生活。
To live a life that lets the world know the kind of life that God would have all of us live.
能够过一个让世界看到我们上帝所愿意我们每个人所过的生活。
Please God.
上帝啊，求你。
Help us to understand.
帮助我们明白。
That with the privilege of being a member of this church.
因为我们在这个教会里所得到的特权。
There comes the heavy responsibility.
我们也有这个重大的责任。
Of declaring this truth.
好让我们履行这个责任。
Help us by your spirit to rise to that occasion.
帮助我们每一时都能够有圣灵的灵力。
Bless every man, woman, boy and girl under the sound of our voices.
愿你在我们的话语之下赐福我们当中所有的人。
As we leave this building, let us leave it conscious of the fact this is the Sabbath.
当我们离开的时候，让我们继续的知道今天是安息日。
And we must guard our conversations and our behaviors.
必须在我们的言谈举止中小心。
Let the words we've heard remain on our hearts.
让我们所听到的继续存留在我们的心中。
Watch over us as we sleep.
在我们睡觉之前，
If it pleases you to give us life in the morning,
如果明天你愿意再给我们生命，
Let us commit that life to your glory.
让我们今晚就把我们的生命献上。
I offer this prayer from my heart.
我从心里这样的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。